Moses, Mount Sinai, and early Christian mystics. The darkness of unknowing. Let me begin with a quote from Pseudo-Dionysius. Moses breaks free, away from what sees and is seen, and he plunges into the truly mysterious darkness of unknowing. Here, renouncing all that the mind may conceive, wrapped entirely in the intangible and the invisible, he belongs completely to him who is beyond everything. What does the name Moses conjure up? A tiny Hebrew baby tucked up in a basket, hidden in the bulrushes, to be rescued by an Egyptian princess and brought up in the royal court. Or the miraculous sight of a burning bush not consumed. Or the 12 plagues. Or the dramatic crossing of the Red Sea when the waters parted for the Israelites but rushed back to drown the Egyptians. These familiar stories are told in the first half of the biblical book of Exodus. The second half tells of events at Mount Sinai, starting with the giving of the Ten Commandments. And it is on this second half that we will be focusing in these lectures. But we will not be reading the biblical text straight. We will be looking at it through the lenses of some early Christian contemplative writers who lived in the 4th to 6th centuries of the Common Era. I would like to say immediately that I'm not presenting their way of reading Exodus as the only way, or indeed the right way. The extraordinary thing about the Hebrew Bible, of which Exodus is a part, is that it became scripture for two different faith traditions. Judaism and Christianity revere some of the same texts, but draw different conclusions from them. At the same time as our Christian writers were looking to Moses as the ideal monk or bishop, Jews were exploring the teachings of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses our rabbi. There is, however, one thing that those ancient interpreters had in common. Whereas Christians today, who talk of the Bible as the inspired word of God, tend to imply that it therefore has one simple, straightforward meaning, ancient interpreters studying scripture as the word of God, whether Jewish or Christian, assumed it to have infinite depth and therefore concluded that as human beings we would never get to the bottom of it.